So what I'm saying, actually, you see, I mean, it's a combination of both. I mean, here it is the natural instinct, and here is control. You are to combine the two in harmony. Not if you have one to the extreme, you will be very unscientific. If you have another to the extreme, you become all of a sudden a mechanical man, no longer a human being. So it is a successful combination of both. So therefore, it's not pure naturalness or unnaturalness. The ideal is unnatural naturalness or natural unnaturalness.
Yin yang, eh?
Right, man, that's it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Frenchie B, and you're listening to I Can't Make This Up. I got a dope show in store for you today. It's entitled Music Sanity. So, without further ado, let's get into one of my favorites by Chris Brown, entitled No Guidance. And after that, we'll get into some Kendrick Lamar with you. When I return, I'll be introducing my guests of honor.
Girl, you wanna go
home.
Hey. Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Bands too long for a nigga so cheap. Being flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it. Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you, the DM looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Blew the coupe at 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it.
I fucking tell you, fucking failure. You ain't no leader. I never liked you, forever despised you. pride don't need you. The world don't need you. Don't let them deceive you. Numbers lie too. Fuck your pride too. That's what dedication. Thought money would change you. Made you more complacent. Fucking hate you. I hope you embrace it. I swear loving you is complicated. 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 Loving you, not loving you. Want it proof?
I can feel your vibe and recognize that you're ashamed of me. Yes, I hate you too.
La puerta, tengo que limpiar el cuarto. Es que no hay mucho tiempo.
You the reason why mama and them leaving. No, you ain't shit. You say you love them. I know you don't mean it. I know you irresponsible, selfish. Your denial can't help it. Your trials and tribulations a burden. Everyone felt it. Everyone heard it. Multiple shots, corners crying out. You were deserted. Where was your antennas again? Where was your presence? Where was your support that you pretend? You ain't no brother. You ain't no disciple. You ain't no friend. A friend never leave Compton for profit. Or leave his best friend, little brother. You promised you watch him before they shot him. Where was your antennas? On the road, bottles and benches. You FaceTimed the one time. That's unforgiving. You even FaceTimed instead of a hospital visit. Guess you thought he'd recover well. Third surgery, they couldn't stop the bleeding for real. Then he died, God himself and say you fucking failed. You ain't tried. Nigga, mood swings is frequent, nigga. I know depression is resting on your heart for two reasons, nigga. I know you and a couple black boys ain't been speaking, nigga. Y'all damn near beefing, I see it, and you're the reason, nigga. And if this bottle could talk, I cry myself to sleep, bitch. Everything is your fault. Falls breaking to pieces, earthquakes on every weekend. Because you shook as soon as you knew confinement was needed. I know your secrets, don't let me tell them to the world about this shit you thinking. And then time to you out the Earl. I'm fucked up, but I ain't as fucked up as you. You just can't get right. I think your heart made a bulletproof. Should killed your ass long time ago. You should have filled that black revolver blast long time ago. And if this marriage could talk it and say you gotta go. And if I told your secrets, the world or no money can't stop a suicidal weakness.
Hi, this is Frenchie B. Do you know someone who may be suffering from anxiety or depression or has been exuding a noticeable difference in their moods or behaviors lately? Maybe they've been having panic attacks, trouble sleeping or staying asleep, crying way more than usual, or simply just losing interest more and more, stating that they feel completely lost and hopeless. Well, I want you to help them. Help them by not turning your backs on them in frustration. Maybe they need you now more than ever. Do them the biggest favor of all by showing them love and patience. And you can also have them call aplaceofhope.com's 1-800 number. It's 1-888-771-5166. That's 1-888-771-5166. Again, that number is 1-888-771-5166. Remember, even when the chips are down and you're not feeling loved, there's always hope. Hey, what's up, y'all? I am Frenchie B, and today I have the pleasure of welcoming studio engineer and owner of Zoni Records. He's also been an artist since birth, and he's just an all-around conglomerate in the flesh.
They call him Zony. What's up, Zony?
Hey, how you doing, Frenchie? I'm glad to be here.
Okay, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Good Friday. How's you?
It's a happy Friday, actually. It's a very happy Friday. I can't complain. So, welcome to the show. This episode is entitled Music Sanity. How do you like that?
I like that a lot. Music is, you know, majority of my life, so.
That's what's up. So, let's dive right in. The name Zony is a chill name, okay? And I would know, you know, the people want to know, what does it mean and how did you come up with it?
Well, you know, originally my full name is Joshua DeLeon Argonzoni. So, you know, I got the last name through the, you know, I got my name through the last name.
Oh, it's your surname.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's dope.
I got to represent the family, you know.
That's dope. I love that. The legacy continues. It's so,
yes, yes.
It's funny because, you know, I was thinking Zony meant to zone out. So it's a two for two.
Well, like, you see, that's what really happened. Like, it evolved from just having, you know, I had my friends call me Zony when I was, like, a kid in middle school because, you know, people like to call for each other with their last names, and Zony just seemed kind of cool. You know, people not going to go around saying, yo, Oregon Zony! You know, that's not happening. So, yeah, so people were calling me Zony, and then, of course, like, everyone was like, oh, Zony's in the zone and all that type of stuff, and it was just like, oh, it's just, like, when I'm in that musical type of field, I'm a whole different type of zone. I'm a whole different type of mentality. You know?
I love it. I love it. That's dope. That is so dope. So tell us more about Zony. Like, who is Zony? Where are you from?
Well, I mean, Zony to me is more of an expression of just my emotions and my inner thoughts and just my stories that I can offer to people. So Zony basically to me is just like, you know, my upbringings and everything that I went through. And I started out basically just starting with just like, you know, any other person coming from Brooklyn, hip hop, rap, all that type of stuff, listening to Jay-Z, Eminem, Nas, stuff like that, you know. But as I got a little bit older, I started to realize that, you know, I kind of wanted to work more with the musical end, just like more the instrumentals and stuff like that. That's when I really got into producing.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
you're a producer and an engineer, because a lot of times they're not one and the same.
When you make your own music, it kind of goes hand in hand, because it's just like, or like when you start engineering other people's beats and everything, it's just like, it'll be so much easier just to do it myself, you know? Okay. So
you are truly a conglomerate.
Oh yeah. I mix and master everything myself. I perform everything myself. I make the beats for the most part, you know? So.
Wow. So you've been a studio engineer, I think, since 2012, right?
Ever since I've been making my own music, I would consider myself an engineer, yeah.
Okay. So, is that 2012 or...?
Yeah, that's 2012. That was since I was a kid, since I was working with the program Mixcraft. You know, I would just sit there and I would just track the vocals and everything like that and just, you know, just keep on going through YouTube beats and everything like everybody else would nowadays.
So, how old were you?
I think I was about 12.
12? It's, wow, you've been doing music since you were 12? That's like, come on.
Oh yeah, I mean, I knew actually Redman's performing DJ Dice, shout out to him real quick. So I was able to go meet with a bunch of like hip-hop heads and stuff like that. I actually met up with Schoolboy Q, Cypress Hill, a bunch of cool cats, a bunch of cool serious people. Wow, and you know, that really got me into like the spirit of just music.
Wow, so that's a segue to my next to my next question. Who are some of the artists you've worked with in the past?
Oh, well, in the past, I really focused mostly on myself and my career. You know, I didn't really do anything too much of working with other people. But now, currently, I'm working with a bunch of other new artists with my record label, Zony Records, which, you know, I appreciate the shout out for.
Yes, definitely. And that's the next segue to the next question. How many artists are on the roster at Zony?
I mean, right now, no one's really currently too much on the roster, because the only thing we have out is, you know, my personal singles and maybe one or two other artists. But I actually do have Axel Valentine, which actually does have a band coming out named Bad Vacation. Pretty dope band. I'm actually recording, mixing, and engineering myself.
So, Bad Vacation, is it?
Yeah, Bad Vacation. That's the name of their band.
That's dope. And the artist's name, again, could you spell it for us?
Oh, that'd be Axel Valentine. AXL Valentine.
Okay, that's dope. AXL Valentine, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
So what genre of music is Axel in?
John, I mean, he's really alternative.
Alternative. I like
Yeah. That. So, like, he doesn't really like to stick into one thing because, you know, just like me, he has a hip-hop influence, but he has a passion for rock. He really has a passion for rock, and it really shows.
Alternative rock is that, but he's not, he doesn't want to be painted into a corner, so...
He's a variable. So, like, he likes to go into a whole bunch of different stuff, you know? So, right now, currently, he's really, like, into this rock band. And, you know, the rock band is getting... I sit down for a couple sessions. They sound pretty good. They sound really good. And from what I'm hearing, they're going to perform sometime in September.
And that's Bad Vacation?
Yeah, that's Bad Vacation.
Dope. And how many is it in the group? How many are there in the group?
Oh, they have actually... they have the lead singer, which is Axel Valentine. They have the drummer, which is Isaac. And then we have the bass player, which I met. He was actually really cool, really nice and everything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Axel, he plays the guitar, is that right?
Oh, no. He just does vocals. There's no guitarist. Okay. Just bass player and drums and vocals.
Okay, excuse me. All right. Well, let's go into... this next jam, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This next tune right here is called Anxiety by Axel Valentine, right here on I Can't Make This Up.
You know I'm not coming home. I packed my bags and said let's go. I want you now but I'm all alone. I need you now girl I'm all alone. Anxiety, how did I get here? I see the girl of my dreams all in my nightmares. I try to hide my pain, yeah, with a death stare. Oh, why you do this to me? You know it's not fair. Anxiety, how did I get here? I see the girl in my dream, I'm in my nightmare. I try to hide my pain, yeah, with a death stare. Oh, why you do this to me? You know it's not fair. I'm a mess, everything I touch, it breaks. Let's fall apart, let's seal our fate. You're too fucked up and I'm unsafe. I tried my best, but I'm too late. Name on my skin, yeah, something like a tattoo. Remember all the times you were down and I held you. Drugs keep you sane while I'm lying in my deathbed. Smiling in your sleep, yeah, you love to make me upset. Just say you're doing better. This rain won't last forever and ever. Coming home, I packed my bags and said let's go. I want you now, but I'm all alone. I need you now, girl, I'm all alone. Anxiety, how did I get here? I see the girl of my dreams, all in my nightmares. I try to hide my pain, yeah, with a death stare. Oh, why you do this to me? You know it's not fair. Oh, why you do this to me? You know it's not fair.
Listening to Frenchie B right here on I Can't Make This Up.
And we're back with Zony.
Hey.
Zony Records. What's up, Zony?
What's up, Frenchie?
So last night at midnight, I know you dropped a new hot one, a single. What was it? Tell us about it.
Oh, that's Be Alone. That's my experiment for the album. Like to test out how the waters for the album, because I make a lot of different type of music. I don't really like to stick with, you know, either hip hop or rock or like or EDM or anything really in between. I love all types of music, you know. So honestly, I'm really excited to see how people react with this. So far I'm getting positive reviews, and I'm still waiting for everyone to see how they like it and everything, and see if the world is ready for that type of music.
I just wanna be alone. Be alone. I just wanna be alone. Please leave me alone. I don't wanna be alone. I don't wanna go home. I just wanna be alone. Alone. I don't wanna go. Cause love is not alone. I just wanna be alone.
Would you say you're in or not?
I mean, that's a really tricky question. I'm trying to figure out more of what I'm not really in, more of what I'm actually in right now, to be honest with you. I'm doing a whole bunch of different type of genres and I'm trying a whole bunch of different type of stuff, really. And the whole point is I don't really like to stay too much into one specific type of genre, you know?
Okay, sort of like Axl. So that's sort of like, you don't like to, it seems to me the aesthetic feel of your record company is that you don't like to be put in boxes.
Oh no, of course not. We always like to try different things. We don't really like to get stuck with one type of label because then you feel limited, you know?
Okay, I like that. No labels, just life. Listen, you know?
I like that. Yeah.
So, okay. So, what's next for Zoni, the artist?
Well, right now I got a album coming out, Aftershock. Don't have a, you know, concluded date because I'm still working on the album and I want to, you know, finish it at the right time at my own pace. But Be Alone should be the first single to come out from it.
And actually, I did listen to it and I really loved it. I loved it because it's aesthetic and the feeling. It's like, it's not, it's like a new sound, a new wave And I think you're ahead of your time. I really do. I really, really do.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that. I mean, the good thing about me being able to, you know, produce, mix, and master, like, everything that I make is I able to be able to do the little details of just making it feel more spacey or panning things left and right. And just, I want to reward listeners for really listening to the music, you know?
I love that. I love that. So how is Zony Records? How are you guys handling the state of the world today? Like, as in respect to COVID-19, how is, you know, what do you do? Like, if you have a new prospect who wants to come and record, how does that work?
Well, I mean, right now, that's kind of the process that we had to, you know, try to really figure out how to work around the pandemic. But a lot of our stuff is working from home. And fortunately, a lot of our artists like to rather, you know, record their vocals or whatever their stuff, you know, through their homes and everything like that, through the computer, just send it right to the studio.
Oh, and then you mix and master it down there.
Yep, and send it right back.
So that's really accessible.
Yeah.
And convenient, even. So how would someone who wanted to maybe do business with you, how would they get into contact with you?
Oh, well, I mean, if anybody really ever wants to need mixing and mastering services, they can go to the Instagram Zony Records or email us at zonyrecords@gmail.com. And from there, you know, just state your details, leave a little demo if you would like. Just give us insight of an idea of just what you want to work on, how do you want to make it better. We'll do our best.
Can you spell that out for us?
Zony Records, Z-O-N-I, Records.
Okay. All right. And that's one word. Do you have a website? Is there a website or...
Yeah, we do have a website. We're currently working on it. It's a Wix account. It's zonyrecords.wix.com, W-I-X.
Okay. Nice.
This is your girl, Frenchie B, and you're listening to me right here, right now, when I can't make this up. This ballad is called Crash by Zony from his EP, If Not Now, Then When. Right after that, we'll get into a little DMX, and then we're going straight to Brooklyn, y'all, to represent for the late and great B.I.G. and Wu.
It's been a few years since you've been gone. There's been a few tears, but that was years and years ago. Yeah, I grew up. How can you lose to me? Yeah. I think you fucked me. And I've got nothing to say to you. It's been a few years and I moved on. Couldn't make it disappear and I tried so hard to be strong. But I grew up today and faced that I'm not lonely. Don't feel much better, but I guess that it's a start.
See, to live, to suffer, to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than bids. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball. Drama with my mama, she got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions preparing my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, wasn't my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another look, come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. That ain't the half. Gets worse as I get old. Actions become bold. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks. Getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to brawl in the morning before I could fly. Ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, I'll give a how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. What? Like this, keppin' with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm holed up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got the changes, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how to feel. And much respect to all my kept it real. It's strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the bulls, you'll get yours because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
Do you know what time it is? When I die, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of, it ain't hard to tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict. No sleeping all day, no getting my. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a f***ing abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my f***ing hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's two. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just my wrist and end this book. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull and two G's until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is calling me. Calling. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack, except when I cross over, it ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beat Street? People at the funeral fronting like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She warned me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak. Speak, call my cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of lying, I'm sick of talking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Hey, Zoni, did you miss me?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, I'm Frenchie B, and you're listening to I Can't Make This Up. And I'm here live in a full effect with Mr. Zoni of Zoni Records. Okay, so the next question is community important to you? And if so, what are some of the ways that you are giving back or would like to give back?
That's a really, really good question. I like that. I mean, I think community actually is important because, you know, a lot of people don't have people in their lives and stuff like that. And you start to realize that. I started to realize that more and more when I started meeting more and more people. Some people just, you know, don't have a lot going on for them, don't have too many friends or too many families or too many things in their lives. So I think it's really important as a community to just, you know, be there for each other, take care of each other, and just make sure that everyone's being treated properly, you know?
That's really good, especially a Brooklyn guy like yourself, understanding, you know, the woes of the concrete jungle.
Yeah, of course. I mean, honestly, I feel kind of blessed because it was just, I lived in East New York my younger time of my life, but I moved to Long Island. And in a way, I'm not saying I'm blessed in the state, I just moved from one place to another. It's just more of just, I was able to see everyone else's perspectives and points of view and just able to see so many different types of people and how they view the world. And just, it makes me better understand certain types of people, you know?
Yeah, actually, you and I share that because I am a Brooklynite. I was raised in Brooklyn, bred in Brooklyn, but, you know, I came to Long Island in my teens and raised my son and my daughter in Long Island. My son was born in Brooklyn Hospital, but my daughter was born in Long Island. And I like the fact that it's still New York, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's always, at the end of the day, it's New York State.
Exactly. Like, I'm from New York. A lot of people like to ask me where I'm from. And I always say, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. But they're like, you know, you where in Brooklyn? And I always like to answer, I'm from everywhere and nowhere in particular. Because, you know, if you ask this person if I'm from here, they're going to say, yeah, she's from here. She went to school with us. And if you ask other people if I'm from there, they're going to say, yeah, she's from here. Yeah, we grew up with her, you know. So
That's the same exact thing. I got people everywhere.
Exactly. So I'm New York, baby. I'm so New York. But so moving right along, What's your nationality anyway? Or your ethnicity?
I'm very mixed because actually my father is Puerto Rican and Italian, and then my mother's I believe Native American as well, Irish, Puerto Rican. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. I need to ancestry.com to be honest with you, but mainly what I tell people is Puerto Rican and Italian.
Okay, that's your nationality that you identify as.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So next up is. The next question I want to ask you is, so you understand that the name of this show is called Music Sanity, right? Right. And you and I, we talk a lot about mental health, right? So I want to read something real quick. So sanity, the ability to think and behave in a normal and rational manner. Sound mental health.
Well, what is normal in that sense?
Right. hey, this is semantics. But because the most normal people I've met are actually what most normal people would say are insane. But okay, but I digress, because I have my own, my own reservations about words and definitions and how the American English language is very contradictive, but we won't go there right now.
We'll be all day.
Yeah, we'll be flapping around like a fish out of water. But literally, like they're saying, the ability to think and behave in a normal and rational manner, sound mental health. So mental health, let's talk about it. A lot of, heads turn away and noses flare up when it comes to mental health attention and care in minorities, in and of minorities, like when it deals with minorities. And you said you're a Puerto Rican and Italian, so I'm American of indigenous to the African diaspora. So I would like to say, I know a few people that are brown people that they have issues. They have mental issues, but a lot of times they're not tended to because it's just a taboo. It's a Pandora's box that you just don't open inside of the households of minorities. Is that a big thing for you? Because we talk about mental health. Could you tell the people a little bit about what you feel like about mental health or how it directly or indirectly affects you?
Well, mental health for me, at least, is a very complicated topic. And it's something I do deal with personally with friends and family. Like I have a lot of people in my life that have to deal with mental health issues and stuff like that. So basically what I really think is people are just afraid to really just talk about it, because it's just like when you're not in that mental state or you can't really understand depression or anxiety or anything like that, your brain automatically just kind of wants to shut it out,
Right.
And that's kind of how I feel like I want to open that doorway with my music, at least. I want people to kind of understand through my experiences and through people I know and through like everything that I went through. It's just like, hey, sometimes it's okay to feel like this. People do feel like this. And if you do feel like this, you should be able to seek a professional or try to do some steps to better your life.
Do you think music is an outlet?
For me, it's my main outlet, but I think any type of art really could be an outlet, And you could turn anything into an art, because even video games, you could turn into a passion and people, deal with their depression or anxiety through playing like social games online, Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think, mental health definitely needs to be more spoken up. I think it's very important and people are just kind of just afraid to talk about it.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
She wanna woo. She wanna woo.
jet fares.
Versace hotel with Versace roll. Like it when you let down your hair with no clothes.
And I stay to myself cause I never like these. If she only like the guap red like these, why would I waste my time on a shorty that don't got me on the front of a mind?
Especially when you get designed and I want it done. And the Billy came with the wings like a number nine.
Yeah, come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too.
Hey, she wanna with the woo.
She be saying some like when you gon' fly me in private so I can land on it. She said tricks for kids, she don't fall for the tricks. She can handle her own, she just wants some. Got that big Birkin bag worth 5-6 figures. You might be out your league, can you buy that? Buy that. I pull up on the top, going on the thorn, I'm the thorn. You can fuck around if you want, out in Bali. Big swing, big dress, big nigga. Make a big mess. Before we done, she asked what we gon' do it next. Next, so what if the seats in the jet? She like all that gangs. Top down, round round with the blick. Who you with? Whoa, she like all that gangs. I said she like all that gangs.
She wanna with the rules.
Take you to the candy shop, show you all I got. I put diamonds on your chain, chain to match your diamond ring. I'm on my tune, woo, woo. Hate or the love, it's me and you. Let's turn her into something that she love, woo, woo. Then who gon' pull triggers? I was fine when I met you. Then I you, then I left you. Cause you're feel the same, and I don't got time to waste. She wanna with the woo.
Frenchie B, and you're listening to I Can't Make This Up. La próxima canción que tocará ahora es del artista musical El Sol, Juan Guillermo, con Belleza Latina.
Salga María Cristina, dice que necesitas mi ayuda, que estás con llave y sin gasolina. A ver si se da y me puedo encontrar con una belleza latina.
Ok, te llamo, pero ¿cómo tienes que hoy?
Tú me llamas con urgencia, que necesitas una medicina, que te duele la cabeza o que te subió la bilirrubina. ¿Qué sé yo? A ver si se da. Latina. Una belleza latina que te llene de adrenalina, de las que mata cuando camina, hoy la vamos a buscar. Una belleza latina sin copia ni segunda parte, perfectas por mejorarte, de esas que tú te encuentras en América Latina. Me está llamando, pa' la calle voy.
Ya por el verano,
a ver si se va.
En la calle está
over the years, there has been a lot of controversy with, you know, many artists and like in different genres and fields, like actors and singers and et cetera, you know, them and with them being in hot water with their alleged actions towards people. When it comes to the artists and their artistry and in regards to the contrast of separating the artist from their art, do you think it's possible to separate the artist from the man or the woman?
Well, the way I usually work with it, because, you know, I do it, definitely have the I'm lost in the word here. I definitely have the fortune of just being able to work with a bunch of talented artists. And, you know, every time I'm working with them, I'm be able to say that, you know, every time this is a new song that we're working on, that's basically like your child, you know, and just like any other child, when you bring it up into the world, you create it, you mold it, you try to shape it and influence the way you want. But as soon as it's released, as soon as it's done and it's out there, it becomes its own thing. And I kind of see that with any type of media when it comes to, you know, movies, TV shows, music, basically any artwork, any type of media, you know, I feel like in a certain sense, like that. Those type of things and those type of role models and movies and shows become icons and, you know, people that people look up to, you know. And it's not essentially even looking up as the actor that plays him. It's more of just a character and the icon that they're portraying, the idea.
Mm. So you do believe that the artist can be separated from the man or the woman. So in instance of, say, a MJ, you know, I was walking on the boardwalk today with my children, and I was playing MJ. I love MJ, so you know that's just what it is. I just feel his spirit through the music even after death, and people were just gawking at me. They were looking at me like maybe if they wanted to beat me down with something.
Michael Jackson?
Like how? Yeah, like, how dare you be playing that right now? I mean, I literally, this was weird to me because, you know, it's just weird. I don't understand.
Well, Michael Jackson is a cultural icon, and I'm sure that, like, you know, everything that was put on the news and everything like that was alleged, and nobody really is going to know at the end of the day what really happened because we weren't there, we weren't involved, you know?
That's it.
So
that's
it's just it. As wrong to accuse somebody that has done it or hasn't done it or anything like that. It's wrong to put that and just to shelf off for something that possibly couldn't happen just because, you know, someone allegedly saying anything.
I mean, I just want to enjoy the art is what I'm getting at.
Right.
Like, not for us to even go off on a tangent of anybody in particular, because like you said, you know, we don't need to teeter into that at all because we weren't there. We weren't the victim. We weren't the person or the alleged victim or the alleged whatever. You know what I mean?
So right. That responsibility is for the jury and the court and whoever was there, you know, involved in that.
Exactly. I personally don't believe that, but that's just my own reservation. That's it. And it's not because I love his music so much that I could just not see past anything because I know he's a man first. It's just my own, you know, intuition just says no. No way. But I'm not, at the end of the day, I wasn't there. I'm not really, I mean, I'm concerned about people, but I'm not concerned about that portion.
Right, but my whole thing is to separate the art from the person, you know? Like the song Billie Jean, that's a classical song. I'm not really thinking about Michael's past or anything like that. I'm thinking of, you know, Billie Jean is not my lover. I'm not the one. Those songs and those lyrics, that's what that means to me.
That's it. Like, literally, every song that he sung resonated in my heart in so much. And you know, I often say music is a time capsule of the soul, because literally when you listen to a song, it takes you back to that particular moment or something significant in your life, a moment significant in your life. And it makes you rekindle those old feelings and those old thoughts and those, and just aesthetically.
You see, that's why I love music so much, because I can create a song and it can mean one thing to you, and it'll mean a thousand different things to a thousand other different people. And that's exactly what I'm talking about when I say a song is kind of like a child, because, you know, as they get older, they become their own person. They start doing their own thing and they start living their own life and grow into this whole separate thing. And that's my whole concept of just, you need to separate the art from the artist.
I love it. I love that. I love that. I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, literally, I'm going to always listen to Michael Jackson. I'm not going to...
You and me both.
No, literally, like, Human Nature. There's so many different ones, you know. Heal the World, Butterflies. Gives me butterflies every single time. You know, Rock My World. Like, he just has so many different ones that just... I mean, and you know, they say babies, as we're on the subject of children, babies are the first ones to basically confirm a person's character. So they will either dismiss you or they will accept you.
So they're like the best judges, you're saying?
Yeah, I really believe that, because I'm telling you, they're like radar. They're like radar for bullshit, you know, excuse my French. they're radar for the BS, and their radar for the good.
Well, yeah, because they don't understand, or they don't know their culture of a social standard where they're from, you know? So they don't really know anything too much. They kind of just go off of just feeling and sense of just you could tell the vibe, you know?
Exactly. And when I tell you MJ is from before my era, really, because I'm from the 80s, you know what I mean? Like, I'm an 80s baby, 90s girl, but, like, literally before my era, in the 60s and 70s, he was rocking out. And even to this day, if you let a little baby that just come into this world hear MJ, what are they gonna do? They're just gonna know how to love. They're just gonna love that beat. They're just gonna fall in love with that.
Yeah, because that's all the lyrics say.
That's it. So how could we not define, you know?
But that's how you know that's good music. The music lives beyond the man, you know?
Yeah, it transcends beyond that.
Yeah, and that goes with the same thing with Biggie Smalls. You know, there's gonna be a day where nobody knows who Notorious B.I.G. is, but they're gonna know it was all a dream. They're gonna know that line.
My daughter, as you say that, my daughter is 8. She was not born when Biggie was out, and when she hears Juicy, when she hears any of that, she's like, oh my gosh, that's Biggie Smalls, mommy. When she hears Michael Jackson, she's like, that's Michael Jackson, mommy. You know, and they don't know all of that other stuff. And, you know, of course, you know, you speak to your children and you tell them the truth. But even after you tell them the truth, all they hear and feel is the music. That's it. And the music gives you sanity.
Become adults to, you know, have mercy and sympathy for everything, from the animals to the whales to fur to everything except us, your youth, the ones who you've given no attention to, who become adults with no compassion, you know what I mean? And I feel like if you walk by a street and you was walking on concrete and you saw a rose growing out of concrete, even if it had messed up petals and it was a little, you know, to the side, you would marvel at just seeing a rose grow through concrete. So why is it that when you see some ghetto kid grow out of all of the dirtiest circumstances and he can talk and he can sit across from you, make you smile, make you cry, make you laugh, all you can talk about is my dirty rose, my dirty stems, and how I'm leaning crooked to the side. You can't even see that I came up out of that.
I'd like to thank my guest of honor today, Zony of Zony Records, for coming through and kicking it with me. I can't wait to have him back. So that's the end of the show, y'all. The name of this episode is Music Sanity, right here on I Can't Make This Up. I'm your host, Frenchie B. So, you know, someone special once said this: to live is to be musical, starting with the blood dancing in your veins. Everything living has a rhythm. Do you feel your music? They also said this: in a world filled with hate, we must still dare to hope. In a world filled with anger, we must still dare to comfort. In a world filled with despair, we must still dare to dream. And in a world filled with distrust, we must still dare to believe. That special someone was MJ, y'all. That's right, Michael Jackson, who will live forever and ever through his music and through the legacy of his words and his heart. And with that being said, I'd also like to leave you with some stats from DoSomething.org, who states that on an average, one person dies by suicide every 11 minutes in the U.S., and about 50% of people in the U.S. know someone who has taken their own life. 10.5% of adults in the U.S., ages ranging from 18 to 25 years of age, have or have had serious suicidal thoughts. Women are 3 times more likely than men to attempt suicide, while men are 3.5 times more likely to have a fatal outcome when attempting suicide. That is crazy, y'all. 79% of global suicides occur in low and middle income countries. And in the U.S. in 2017, firearms attributed to 23,854 suicides. That was about half of all suicides. Suicide was the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 34 in the U.S. in 2017. That's mad. So if you think you know someone who is in mental trouble, give them this number, okay? Or maybe you yourself may need to use it. However, whatever, please just don't sit there. Do something. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Please do something. Say something. Be your own hero, or help someone else be their own hero. You know, to hear all of this, it just breaks my heart. Mental health is a real serious issue, y'all, and it affects us all, especially in the current climate of today. So check on your loved ones if you can. It only takes a little heart to do your part, because love is free 99. I'm your host, Frenchie B. And until next time, stay 100 with yourself and everyone else. Peace. So, oh my gosh, we talked about everything that I can think of. Very good, man.
Oh, like, man, I feel like we were just talking, just chatting.
we were, and I definitely want to have you again. I know you.
Oh, I'd be honored. I would be honored.
I want you to come back and bring a few of your artists, especially
at of course, for sure.
And maybe even Bad Vacation, have them in the building and let's talk to them and see what they're about. Definitely know you're a busy man and you have your schedule full up for today, and I want you to get back to what you need to do, but I really appreciate you spending some time with me here, and
I appreciate so much letting me on the show, Nikki. Seriously,
you're welcome. More than happy to have you. And so with that being said, until the next time, Zoni, we'll zone out. We'll zone out with some music right now.
All right, let's zone out.
Esta es Camila Cabello con su canción La Habana con Young Thug. This is Camila Cabello with her song Havana featuring Young Thug.
What? No, what happened? Abuelita, do you know what happened to the TV?
Mi amor, yo no he tocado el control. Yo estoy aquí con las papas. Vela! Mira, mi niña, ¿por qué tú no sacas a tu hermana a bailar contigo? Que te veo que estás lista.
I don't want to go dancing. Why don't you just stick to your old telenovela?
Oh, come on. Chis, Bella, get it back.
Cálmese, cálmese.
Abuelita, help.
¡Le saco la chancla!
Abuelita, give it back.
Maybe you'll have heels on.
Leave me alone. Stop. Ay, platanito.
Muchachas, escúchenme. Le voy a hablar y escúchenme. Bella, siéntate. ¿Qué te sientes, Bella? ¿Quieres una chanqueta? Pongan atención. Yo me voy a morir. Yo no voy a ser joven toda mi vida. Ese control, ¿me lo pasas? Pásame el control.
Abuelita, yo
soy... Te estoy hablando, Carla. Gracias. Mi princesa, mi niña bella, mi melocotón. Tú tienes que aprender a vivir tu vida. Yo sé que tú quieres estar en la casa siempre, pero el amor no va a llegar a tu casa. Tienes que ir a hacerlo a buscarlo. ¿Me entiendes, cariño? Tu abuela también le encantan las novelas de romance. Eso lo sacaste de mí. No te preocupes. Bella, deja las loqueras. Pero yo entiendo que si tú no quieres, te puedes quedar con tu abuela. Nos quedamos al frente del mueble y vemos nuestras películas de romance. ¿Qué tú piensas? ¿Te gusta?
Sorry. I'm gonna go right now. Okay, you guys have fun, though. Okay.
Bella, por favor, ten cuidado y abrígate.
Mm-hmm.
Ponte
okay,
un abrigo que te
enfríe. Okay, bye.
Esa muchacha, esa hermana tuya, salió. Vente, vamos a ver película. Vente, mi amor. Espera.
Opa.
Mi nena es tan rarita. Que yo la amo. ¿Qué vamos a ver, mi niña?
Yo sé que tengo que comportar.
Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, na-na. He took